trying to bring a defender in. We feel that we need another centre half there. But you know, bearing that in mind, we've got a lot of players coming back. Jamie, I'm pleased with that, and Daki tonight. Scott Wagger's staff starts training tomorrow. Ryan Jackson's back in training now. So things are starting to progress on that front, but yeah, there may be a defender coming to the club before the deadline closes.
Cheers, Justin.
Thank you.
You still looking for a striker as well?
Yeah, we are, but you know, at this time of year, it's very difficult to find not so much a proven, but someone who's going to improve us. There's no point in bringing someone here for the sake of it to make the numbers up. It's got to be someone that improves us, but you know, finding that striker that would do that this time of year is difficult, but we are, you know, we have tried. Do I think I'm probably going to get it? I don't think so, but you know, if not, then I feel we've got enough firepower in the team to win football matches, that's for sure.
Talked a lot, obviously, about Bradley Dack. Do you feel better equipped now, 6 months on, than those bids that came in from Bristol City before? That if he did leave, that you'd be better equipped?
To replace him, yeah, I do. I think we've got the right personnel now that you know, we'd be able to put in. If he was to go, but you know, we're going to have to wait and see what happens, you know, if he does or he doesn't.
Has it been busy? I mean, have you been taking calls about him recently or not?
I don't take the calls. That's, you know, I'm a manager. I don't get involved in that. I mean, no. If it's going to happen, it happens. The best thing for us is tomorrow night comes and goes, and then we don't have to have you guys keep asking the same question. And I understand that you're asking it. It's big news and I get it, but I can only tell you what I know. And as he stands here now, then you know, he'll be a Gillingham player for the next 6 months. But we know that one call away changes that. If it's the right call and the right club and the right price.
It's good to have players that are wanted, I suppose, in some respects. And you've got players coming through, which we've seen tonight as well.
Yeah, no. I think the young boys didn't do themselves any harm tonight. I know they could play better, but I didn't think that they let themselves down in terms of their courage and their efforts and their energy. You know, perhaps one or two of them could have perhaps done themselves a little bit better in terms of their possession. Based game, but I thought they acquitted themselves very well. And listen, I think it's pleasing for the club to have as many youth team players that we did on the pitch during the evening. I think probably maybe 5-6. Yep. Given that, I don't think it'd be a long time that Gillingham side would have that in their 16-17 man squad.